Hello and welcome along to the Ladbrokes Racing Podcast, where in this edition we'll be taking a look at this Saturday's Channel 4 racing card with action from Kempton and Warwick. I'm William Gelder. Once again, I'm joined in the studio by Ladbrokes News' horse racing tipster, Ben Stones. So we'll be getting plenty of his thoughts and some of my opinions as well, but best off listening to him, I think. We'll kick off with a 155 at Warwick, Ben, the Betfred Mobile Hampton Novices Chase listed event. First up, we're focusing on Deputy Dan. Last year's Albert Bartlett runner-up. He's gone chasing this season. A couple of mixed results so far. Beaten as an odds-on favourite on his debut at Fontwell. Albeit by the progressive Virac. He did go on a win at Plumpton, since finished 30 lengths and 22 lengths behind the respective winners on his most recent outings. Ergo, what were we supposed to make of that?
Who knows? I mean, on ratings, he's the clear quality horse in this field, but his chase career so far hasn't been, it hasn't brought about the results that you thought it might have had after its hurdling exploits last time. As you say, it's not raced over 3 miles over fences as yet. His only effort over hurdles over 3 miles was his second in the Albert Bartlett. So you'd have to think that the extra distance over the larger obstacles could bring out the best in him. He did beat Far West in a three-runner affair early this season. That form is good. Far West isn't a bad horse by any means. But the fact is, you know, a three-runner race, how much you can take out of that, is, I'm not sure. But he's a quality horse, but whether you'll get a decent run for your money, you wouldn't want to bank on it.
Yeah, so certainly question marks still remaining there over fences for Deputy Dan. And we're going to try and take him on with one particular horse we both had a little look at. It's a steal for the Evan Williams yard. Could be a threat. He's won his last two comfortably now. And he looks like the sort of type who can relish this three-mile trip. He has won over this distance before in an Irish point-to-point. So is this really where we see the main challenge coming from?
Yeah, I mean, whereas Deputy Dan is the proven quality on his day, It's a Steal is the horse in form in this race. You know, he's won both of his last two races by over 10 lengths. The race before that, it was second to Cody Wyoming, who actually won again this week. As you say, it hasn't raced over 3 miles under rules. It won over a point-to-point over 3 miles, though. It keeps improving, but the form that he's in is probably worth chancing that there could be more to come in this race.
Yeah, we'll see about that one. But the next race we're going to look at, the big one, I suppose, Kempton, the Lanzarote Hurdle, 2 mile, 5 furlongs. On our news website, that's news.ladbrokes.com, log on and check out the latest. Run a stats article this week, and you were pointing at a few trends. One of them I've sort of picked out, four of the last 17 winners have been rated no higher than 138, which brings in mind our two chosen charges for this particular race. They are Hello George and T42. Hello George, sixth in the Ladbroke last time out. Looks like he could be a decent handicapper for Philip Hobbs. And then we got T42. He looks a smart type as well. He's won over course and distance over Timber on his debut. Lizzie Kelly, she's back in the saddle, £7 taken off. But in reference to that particularly, how important or otherwise is that, having that sort of weight off your back?
I mean, we can't underestimate how much of a difference that could make. But, I mean, the horse has won over course and distance, as you say, this season. That's not necessarily been important in this race. I think since the race was up from 2 miles, there's only been two winners in the 7 years that have previously won over anything even as far as 2.5 miles. So we could see something stepping up in trip. I mean, Lizzie Kelly, she's had a great season. She won the Fixed Brush Hurdle on Aubusson for the same connections in her mother's colours. The horse is in good form. It's never been out of the first three. A point I want to make about that one, the horse that it beat over course and distance back in October, My Wigwam or Yours. Now, T42 was getting a stone of weight that day, and he only managed to finish two lengths in front. My Wigwam or Yours is only rated £1 higher, and he's struggling to win off that rating. So I would question about whether the handicapper has been a bit, you know, harsh on that horse, on this horse or not. But I'll be wanting to take it on personally.
Okay, so if we are going to be taking you on T42, then what other options do you think we've got in this one?
I mean, it's a really tough race. It's a really open handicap. We've got Kilcooley at the top of the weights. He was very impressive last time out at Haydock. He beat Run Ruction's run by 23 lengths. But as a result, the handicapper has caught up with him and, well, potentially caught up with him. He slapped an 18-pound rise in the weights on that. And with Run Ruction's run not really running, let's put it that way, he was beating 90 lengths next time out at Sandown last weekend, I think that was. So he's Kilcooley is talented, and he comes into this race off the back of a nice win. But whether he's capable of winning off top weight remains to be seen. You got Warren Tor in there. Warren Greatrex thinks this horse is very well handicapped off a mark of 135. He's got conditions in his favour, and he should appreciate the step up in trip, according to his trainer. He beat subsequent winner Racing Europe last time out, so he could be in for a good run. He's about the 8-1 mark. The one for me is probably Hello George. As you mentioned, he was 6 in the Ladbroke at Ascot just before Christmas. He's not won since his hurdle debut, but the two runs after his debut were both at Exeter. He's behind Jolly Allen, who's rated 139, and Robinsfirth, who is quite a highly thought of prospect. So their form, that form from those two runs is pretty strong despite not winning. Yards going strong. He's had 6 winners from the last 13 runners. So I think I would probably be taking my chance with Hello George.
Yeah, Hello George, certainly where a lot of the money seems to be going at the moment. Another 2-mile, 5-furlong affair at Warwick at 3 o'clock. The Leamington Novices Hurdle. We're going to focus our attention mainly on the top three in the market, I suppose. They are Shantou Bob, 3 Musketeers, and Alicia de Hollande. I hope that's correct pronunciation there. Shantou Bob, one of his first 3 races under rules, but beaten last time out by Challo Novices' 2nd, Vita du Roc. That's pretty strong form. And it's no surprise to see him in particular in the reckoning. And then you've got 3 Musketeers. He turned over a 1-2 shot on his debut at Wetherby. And plenty to like about him as well. And the other horse we were going to focus on, Alicia de Hollande. There's an interesting form line, isn't there, with this horse, Shantou Bob, and the Challo Novices Hurdle. Ben, I'm going to leave it to you to explain what I mean.
Yeah, that's right. Alicia de Hollande has only had one race in the UK. He's beaten 12 lengths by horse Arpège d'Alene. That horse was then beaten 9 lengths by Parlour Games, who, as we know, went on to win the Challo Novices Hurdle. That form can then tie into Shantou Bob, who he won his three previous races before finishing 2nd to Vita du Roc. He was only beaten a nose by Vita du Roc. Vita du Roc then, in turn, only just went down to Parlour Games in the Challo Novices Hurdle. So you have to say that on form, Shantou Bob looks a solid pick for the win. But I mean, on reflection, Shantou Bob's had plenty of runs this season, whereas Alicia de Hollande has only run once. So there could be plenty of improvement to come out of that one. 3 Musketeers, he won nicely on hurdle debut, but the horse that finished 2nd that day was beaten 32 lengths last time out. And only 2 of the others in that race have come out and run since, and they've both been well beaten. So for me, Shantou Bob, I'm going to put my neck on the line here and say that he's my nap of the day, I think.
Well, that's a pretty bold prediction. We may hold you to that one. And I'm going to put a line straight through 3 Musketeers, I think. I think that's well and truly ended my interest in that. I hope you've got that Challo Novices hurdle form line as well. I hope we explain that in enough detail. And finally, then, we come to arguably the feature race of the day, maybe the betting race of the day, the Betfred Classic Chase at Warwick. 3-mile, 5 furlongs, a real slog. And will there be a few Grand National clues? Well, it's an interesting one. It's almost a mixture of the young and the old. And I'm going to focus on the old timers first, if I may, because you've got the likes of Carruthers in there and another old timer who I'll move on to in a little bit. But Carruthers, you know, I've always been a big fan of his in the past. I love his running style. He's always keen. But recently, I'd have to say, you know, he's well beaten in a couple of recent cross-country outings. His form prior to that is hardly worth shouting about. We know he likes to lead. We know he's keen. But I just can't see him keeping up that same kind of pace here. I don't know, Ben. Prove me wrong, if you like.
I'm not going to try and prove you wrong, Will. Yeah, he was 2nd in this race last year behind Shotgun Paddy, who reopposes again, and we'll come on to him in a minute. But that 2nd has been his last bit of worthwhile form, really. They've tried running him in cross-country races of late, and he's not really taken to it. He was third last time out at Cheltenham, but he was still quite a way behind. He's £14 lower than when he was second in this race last year. But for me, there seems to be a bit of that, bit of the spark gone about Carruthers. So I would be wanting to see an upturn in performance before I put any money on him, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm glad we're in agreement on that one, at least. Another old-timer, West End Rocker, 13 years old. Veteran winner at Lingfield last time out. His first victory in 3 years, actually, and first since landing the Beecher Chase. Has he got another big run in his locker?
Potentially. Despite the fact he's a 13-year-old, he's still... Yeah, he's run 28 times. But in comparison to some of the younger horses in this race, that's no more than some of the others. So there could be more to come from West End Rock. He's only run 3 times in the last 3 years. But he's put in some good performances, as you say, won the Beecher Chase. And he was third, I think it was, in the Midlands National. So he's got some pretty strong form in the book, and it wouldn't be a major shock to see him go close.
No, perhaps not. And he's going to be off around 12 to 1-ish. So a bit of each way value there as well. But as we're talking about the younger ones, the 8-year-olds, Return Spring, Shotgun Paddy. Shotgun Paddy, obviously, as you mentioned, the returning champ, beat the reopposing Carruthers by 6 lengths on that occasion last year. Never really got going in the Welsh National recently, pulled up following an early blunder. But surely we can put a line through that and afford Shotgun Paddy another chance.
Yeah, I think that run in the Welsh National, that mistake early on virtually ended his chances, despite, you know, how long the race is. He lost a lot of momentum, a lot of ground, and it wasn't long before he's pulled up. That race seemed to be his big target for this season, or the first part of the season at least. He came back in a quite a strong hurdle race and ran a quiet race, we could probably say. It looked like he was going to need it. But he's only £2 higher this time round. So it's easy to say that he deserves another chance, but it looked like the Welsh National was his day to shine, and whether he's going to be primed for this, it remains to be seen, I suppose.
Yeah, we shall see. But one we'll also be taking an interest in is Return Spring. Shown some half-decent form since going chasing this season. Winner of Novices Contest at Exeter over 3 miles in November. Bit of youth, bit of exuberance on his side. Are we expecting a challenge?
Not for me. He's quite short in the betting. He was only beaten 8 lengths by King's Palace, who this week's got an entry to the Gold Cups. He's obviously highly thought of. So there's no disgrace in that, really. He beat Highland Retreat again, who is a pretty good yardstick. But that was only in a four-runner affair. I'm not sure what else there is in his form that gives him as strong a chance as the odds suggest in this race. I'm not writing him off by any chance, but he looks too short in the betting for me personally.
Yeah, I was only messing around. I'd avoid him as well. Thanks, Ben. That just about wraps things up. Don't forget, if you back a winner at odds of 4-1 or greater in any live Channel 4 race, we'll give you a free bet worth up to £25. That offer is available online, on mobile, SMS, or via the Racing Post app. And also, log on to news.labrooks.com for the latest betting previews, tips, news and reaction. And of course, to hear our latest thoughts. We wish you all the best of luck on your search for a few winners this weekend. And we'll catch you soon. Cheers.